Thank you for listening to Detroit Lions on the Prowl on the Belly Up Sports Podcast Network. Some said we would go belly up, so we made it our name, and we're still here.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Lunchtime Detroit Lions Talk, brought to you by the Detroit Lions on the Prowl and Belly Up Sports Network. Today, we have a major announcement coming later in the show. Stay till the end to find out what that huge announcement is. If you notice, there's a third window today with a question mark. What does that mean? We'll find out. Today, we're going to go over the new NFL free agency and how it benefits the Lions. But before we go into all that and the rest of stuff for the show, I got to bring in my main man, Kurt Steele.
What I know? Welcome to the show, people. You know who we are. We are Detroit Lions on the Prowl. You're home for Detroit Lions news and rumors. And as always, join the family. Subscribe to the channel. We don't got fans. We don't got viewers. We got family. And it's all love right here on Detroit Lions on the Prowl. And of course, we have your comment cards from yesterday. Detroit Lions news and rumors, the Wall of Fame. Let's go ahead and get this thing started.
Right now.
Let go. Welcome back to the show, people. Now it's time to get into the main course. Let's talk about how the NFL free agency period this year is going to affect Detroit.
This year, the NFL free agency is going to, and this is how I see it. We both have talked about this, but this is how I see NFL free agency, and it's a big change. It used to be long-term deals, big money deals, security. The NFL player wanted a secure place and a secure home and all this stuff. But with COVID-19, with all of the other things going on, with the salary caps being so low this year, we are having what's called the new NFL free agency. What that is teams are going to want to pay less for players. Players are going to get unexpectedly cut. And what is the end result of this is lower deals, like two-year deals, one-year prove-it deals, and less money. And just think about any product, supply and demand. It's a basic economic rule. When you have too much of one thing, what happens? The price goes down. When you have very little of one thing, the price goes up. So if you had like only one great quarterback in the entire free agent thing, his price tag would be astronomical just because people are bidding on it. It goes up and up and up. But when you have the slew, the bloodbath that we know is coming, there are going to be a lot of players on there for very, very cheap. And I think the Lions can actually really benefit from this because they can cut players that don't really fit their scheme, you know, and let them be on the market and flood the market even more and benefit from reaping the benefits of that cap space to where they can go get other players that fit the scheme and start building this team the right way. What do you think about all this, Kurt?
Yeah, I have to agree with you on that. Looking at the cap situation, in a normal year, I think the cap would have been around right around $200 million. It would have been projected about $198 million for the team. Now we're looking at around 185, you know, between that and 180. So you're right. It's going to push the contracts down. A lot of cuts are going to happen because teams need to save money because they're handicapped by the cap. So there are a lot of teams, and because a lot of people like look at the Lions and the cap situation like, oh man, it's just terrible. No, it's terrible around the league, except for a few teams that really had a ton of cap space coming into this year or going into the next season. It's going to affect a lot of teams where you're going to have, like you said, the one-year prove-it deals or, you know, where people are going to have to take less money because, like you're right, the bloodbath is coming because the salary cap went down. And one of the things that people really don't get why it's so down because of COVID is ticket sales.
Yes.
A lot of states aren't still open because of the fact of COVID. So it's still going to affect the revenue from last season. The revenue from last season for the ticket sales drove the cap down because the revenue shares from ticket sales weren't available. A lot of people, you know, you guys don't understand, the teams themselves don't keep all the revenue from the games, from the ticket sales, from the game. That is a revenue shared part of the NFL. So those ticket sales go into a pot and then distribute across the league. So for the salary cap, and without having a lot of teams, didn't have a lot of players, fans in the stands. So, you know, Detroit played in an empty stadium all season, you know, except for the friends and family games that we had. So that drove the salary cap down. So you're going to have a lot of teams cutting bait, getting rid of people. We've already seen it happening. Look at New Orleans cutting a guy like Jared Cook, their top tight end last year. It's just happening. So get ready, buckle up. It's going to be fun. I think the Lions are going to have the opportunity to get some players that we would normally be out of the market for because of the fact that the salary cap is going to be so low. That's a big jump from being almost to 200 million to down to 185. That's a really big jump down. Yeah. There's going to be the big TV contracts are going to come because, you know, those things don't go away because you're going to have more people watching from home because they can't go to the stadiums. Mm-hmm. So that's not going to go away. But that ticket sale revenue is really hurting the league right now. Until they can get that really where we can get fans back in the stands, it's going to be some tight purse strings for a little while.
Ticket sales, concessions, sales at the all venue, of that stuff like that. I think we got to keep our eyes on two teams this year. One is the New Orleans Saints because they're $100 million over the cap. They just released their, like you said, their best tight end. We have to see how they're going to manage that. We have to see how they're going to manage that cap. I mean, they're going to lose a lot of players. Okay, that's number one. The other team we need to watch is the Indianapolis Colts. The Indianapolis Colts have tons of cap room. They could build a Super Bowl type team. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because of all the free agent moves they could make.
What's that saying? Boy, they got short arms and deep pockets.
So, yes, they do.
I mean, they are going to be able to look at it as they can probably get people for really, really cheap. And or they can offer some guys more than they can get other places. So it's like, hey, I know what you got offered over there. So, hey, we got a little extra change. So why don't you come to Indy and play for us? Yep. So, I mean, it just got, you know, just got their quarterback. I don't know what it is, you know,
Carson
and Wentz, he's looking for a fresh start. Yeah. So, you know, that the sky's maybe the limit. You know, that's one of the teams that were looking at Matthew Stafford, and you know, maybe the price was a little too high for him because of the draft capital, but they went ahead and pulled a trigger on Carson Wentz. So yeah, Indy is a interesting entity as a team this year. I got a friend of mine who loves that. He's an Indy fan. So shout out to my man, John Owens, good guy, but it is going to be an interesting free agent period. I think
so much fun. I swear it's going to be fun.
I think a couple of guys who may be going to be released from the Rams, are going to get released from the Saints, are going to want to come and play for their former coaches in Detroit.
I totally agree with that. I do. And I think we can get a lot of players on cheap 1 year, 2 year deals. And this is perfect for the rebuild for the Lions. If we're trying to get some bridge players to compete right away, I think they can actually do that and then have decent draft picks and still get those guys on the field and have some mentors on the field for those guys as well. I think this is a situation that's going to play out perfect for our front office. And I just hope we make the right moves. And those moves are coming up so soon. We're all so excited here at Detroit Lions on the Prowl. It's crazy.
What's the song at Christmas time? It's the most wonderful time of the year.
The Kool-Aid is flowing, it is.
It is going to be fun.
You guys, man, tell me in the comments what you think about that too. You know, I mean, how do you think the new free agency rules are going to help Detroit? Do you think there are new free agency rules? Do you think we just, don't know what we're talking about? No, I'm kidding. Okay, next we're going to go to the Wall of Fame. And today on the Wall of Fame, it is growing and it grew again. Yesterday, new member Art Allen is our bronze member, our And also Bubba Bow is a bronze member. So is Detroit Drew, Midwest Lion, Gnomish J is a silver member. And our gold members are Randy Prince, Gridiron Blitz, and Dr. Detroit the Doctor is in today. To become a member, just hit the Join Now button. And you can find out all the information on how to become a member of Detroit Lions on the Prowl. Do it today.
Hey, thanks again to the new member and to all the people who are members of the Detroit Lions on the Prowl. Thank you for being some extra special family.
Yeah, extra special family there.
Yeah. So it is it is time to do what we do best. And that is what? Detroit Lions news and rumors. Jim, what you got first, man?
Well, tipped off by Dan Campbell earlier this week. Dan Campbell. He told us that we would get information later on the week on cornerback Desmond Trufant. And we did. Detroit Lions to release veteran cornerback Desmond Trufant. The move frees up almost $6.2 million and relieves Kurt Steele's head that he is gone. I'm just kidding. Had a headache since he's been here.
I've been calling for his release since last year, to be honest with you. Now, shout out to Dan Campbell. Dan Campbell's wearing that same cap that I have on. He's been wearing last. So shout out to Dan Campbell today. That's why I kind of wore this for Dan Campbell today. But Desmond Trufant, I was never sold on Desmond Trufant. He was billed as the replacement for Darius Slay. And I'm like, how? Because he's never playing. He's never on the field. So he had a lot of downtime out there in Atlanta. So I just didn't see it. But, you know, gave him a shot. And after a while, like, dude, you come into the season on the pine because you're injured coming out of camp. So, I was never really so about him. You know, maybe he goes somewhere, he gets healthy and he goes somewhere else and plays. But, I'll holler at you later, bro. You know, be safe. Drive carefully. So
and
the
be
next.
Careful. We wish you well in your future endeavors. Yeah. Anyway, bye-bye.
All right.
Go ahead. I'm doing yours.
Yeah, how you doing, my bro? Does the Tyrell Williams signing impact Kenny Galladay's future with the Lions? I say, of course it does. Of course it does. I think they let him test the free agent market now. He's not going to get franchise tagged. This is because of the fact that if you look at those two individuals, they both have individual skill sets that are unique to them, but they're about the same size. And what Tyrell Williams gives the Lions, what Kenny Galladay does not, is separation off the line with speed, and he can get down the field. And that's the type of receiver that Jared Goff succeeds with. Where Kenny Galladay is more of that contested catch, big body, you know, down there on the goal line, you know, he could just make, he doesn't need a lot of room to make catches. And that's just not what Jared Goff is good at. So I think with the Tyrell Williams signing, it's a, thank you for your time in Detroit, Kenny Galladay. We'll talk to you later. But it also opens it up, like you was talking about earlier. Give me your thoughts, because I'm talking too much. Give me your thoughts on what that is, the impact is of that.
I do not think it impacts the Kenny Galladay's future with the Lions, because I don't think Kenny Galladay has any future with the Lions. It's just my opinion, and I know I get roasted for my opinion quite a bit in the comments. That's okay.
Yeah.
But Kenny Galladay, I do not believe, is in the future with the Lions. I don't think he's a fit for Jared Goff. I don't think that because he's a really good contested catch guy. And I don't think that's the best thing for Jared Goff. He doesn't get the separation that Tyrell Williams does, even though I have huge questions on Tyrell Williams. I know he's probably not going to be a starter. At least I don't see that, but you never know. You never know. This is the first puzzle piece. We'll see it when the puzzle all comes together for the 2021 season. But at this point, I think they've already told us that Kenny G is not going to be here. I think that's one of the things that, I don't know, unless they can get him for a cheaper long-term deal, I don't think they franchise him. I guess that's my take.
I don't think so either. I don't see it. All right, what you got next, man?
Detroit Lions tender ERFA, or exclusive right free agents, to Jack Fox, Jason Kabinda, and Matt Nelson. What that really means is they're exclusive right free agents. And so basically we've got them for the 2021 season. That is basically what that means. So we have Jack Fox back, Matt Kabinda, and Matt Nelson, defensive lineman turned offensive lineman.
Yeah. Yeah. You got those three guys, man. Kabinda and Foxy were the key starters. You know, I like the way Kabinda played last year.
I do too.
And one thing, Anthony Lynn does use fullback. So, yep. So he fits the build. And I like Matt Nelson as a good, you know, he played well as a swing tackle last year.
Because
our swing tackle was really hurt as far as Tyrell Crosby. So big guy and learn how to play the position. I think Hank Fraley being back in the fold really helps, you know, helps his cause, because Hank did a really good job of working with him last year. I mean, and he really played well in cleanup duty. So that's not a problem for me. So congratulations to those guys for, you know, getting their exclusive rights, free agent tenders.
Free injured, that might be true.
Yeah, sorry, free agent tenders signed with Detroit. So the last one we got is the rumors around the league is that the Detroit Lions are very interested in adding another former Pro Bowl quarterback to the Lions. And it's who? A guy who's familiar with Anthony Lynn once again. It is former Buffalo Bills and San Diego Chargers, LA Chargers quarterback Tyrod Taylor. So he may be coming into backup duty for Jared Goff, coming over from the Chargers. We all know what happened to him last year. If you don't, the guy went in for a procedure to get a pain shot for his ribs, and the doctor punctured his lung. Wow. So he set out the whole season with a punctured lung.
Because he would have done better with Dr. Detroit.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm telling you.
But the doctor he had.
Yeah. Ooh. I don't know. He didn't sue, you know, it was a complete accident. So, but it cost him the season because he couldn't play with the punctured lung. Wow. But he has familiarity with Anthony Lynn. He has some really good years in Buffalo playing under Lynn as the offensive coordinator. So, we'll see what happens. It's just a rumor right now, but
now we'll see what happens.
Yeah. But that's one of those quarterbacks that Dan Campbell said he liked, you know, more that mobile type of guy with a strong arm.
Yep, we could use Tyrod Taylor, though. And let me tell you a couple of things why. If Jared Goff happened to get injured in the season, Matthew Stafford took a lot of hits. It could be that he takes some hits, too. We'll see how he reacts to those and see if he gets injured. If he gets injured, we have a viable backup right away. And we also have somebody that could come in and do a similar thing to Taysom Hill from New Orleans, I think. And I think that could add something to our offense that we haven't had before. And I think that we could be a more dynamic offense with Tyrod Taylor here. I'm not, you know, like, I don't think he's a superstar or anything like that, but he's better than Chase Daniel. Well, just about anybody is, but you know what I mean?
Yeah. Let's strap him up, get him out there. You know what I'm saying? I'm good for about one play. I can give you a couple snaps.
I think you could. Yeah. You know, but
a couple
but
kneel downs,
look I'm at good. It. You know, we got Antoine Randall L as a backup, and we got Mark Brunell. So, I mean, we're set. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Our coaches.
They can strap them up for a player, you know, or two.
Player two.
Yeah. All right. Now it is time to talk about what you had to say in yesterday's show. Let's get into the comment cards. Jim, who you got?
I got Paul Tompkins, and I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't remember the name. So it might be new to the show. And if you're not, I apologize. As a Lions fan, the best thing that happened to this team was the new ownership. Sela has been the best of the Fords so far. I have to agree. I think that what she's built is amazing. We just got to see it work on the field. I think that's the only thing I'm holding back. You know, I'm pushing the Kool-Aid away for Lent. You know what I'm saying? So
I'll tell you, 40 days and no Kool-Aid for Jim.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That's how we're doing it here.
Yeah, that's how we do it here. All right. Relly Kush. Interesting name. I know what that means. All right. I think Dan Campbell tipped his hat a hand. Yeah, he said he didn't want Brad chasing positions in the draft, and he said he wanted to tag Galladay. From what it looks like, the Lions are going to re-sign Kenny Galladay and go defense in their first pick in the draft. Really? That's not what I saw, but okay.
You could be right.
You could be right.
The honest thing is he did say we're going to build it from the outside in. Kenny Golladay is one of your number one receivers. I just don't think he fits Goff. That's one thing I don't like about Golladay in this situation. He costs so much. So I don't know whether they're going to re-sign him or not. I tend to think that they're not. But and go defense with their first pick, it's possible. But I see a guy there that I want. I see another guy there that I want. The pick that we made or that Kurt made, Slater, I love that pick because I love the offensive tackle position at that pick. But I also like Trey Lance in that scenario. And the wide receivers, and everybody's going to kill us for getting a wide receiver because of the Matt Millen era.
Yeah.
The wide receiver is a need. And if you're going to draft a dynamic one, okay. You know, if that's the way we want to build it. It's not my favorite way to build it. I'm not saying
yeah.
But I'm saying, what will they do?
And I don't have a lot of play. I mean, it just really, there's not a lot of players that on the defensive side of the ball that are pretty much graded in the top 10 of the draft this year. It's just not. This is a very slim pickings on the defensive side of the ball for this draft. This is really offensive, as far as the first day is concerned, a very offensive minded. The first part of the draft is very offensive oriented in it for the top picks in the draft. So I don't want to reach for a defensive player in the first 10 picks of the draft.
The ideal situation is to trade back, but you have to have a partner to do that. We've talked about that. We talked about that last year before their draft and trading back and all that stuff. At least, you know, a lot of people did. Thing is, I don't think that's going to be that easy in this draft.
It is not. It is not this year.
So we got Ted Cheney, friend of the show. Let me be the first to give a thumbs up for your awesome show. Really appreciate you, man. Thank you. We need Brad Holmes to pull his best Sonny Weaver Jr., Kevin Costner. Draft Day. I love that movie. I've been looking for it because I want to watch it again.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not a big commenting.
I'm not a big Kevin Costner fan, but
yeah,
that movie was pretty good.
I like that movie because because of the inside of football and how that type of thing works. And it's just a portrayal, but it's a fun movie, and I want to watch it again. I just got to find out where it's at.
It's kind of like the football version of Moneyball.
It is. It is. Mm-hmm. And I loved Moneyball. I thought that was a great movie. I really did. Give us a player just because we want them, and I like that. You know, the whole concept of that movie was really cool because he ends up trading away his picks and then he has to come back and try to. It was crazy. It was really crazy.
He ended up getting all of his picks back and then all the players he wanted.
And so all the players he wanted. Yeah, it was a great movie. And if I spoiled it for you, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Tom Wiedner says, I'll take Goff. Always said, don't need the number one quarterback to go to the big dance. Please give me a defense. So Brady, now not the best quarterback. And how about Dilfer with the Ravens? Remember what's his name? Rex Grossman with the Chicago Bears, you know, in the Super Bowl when they got beat by the Indianapolis Colts. So let's focus on the division winner and postseason to start. Okay.
Yeah, I get that too. But okay. You're going to say Brady's not a good quarterback right now?
I don't know about that.
I can't tell you.
Brady lit it up last year.
He really kind of lit it up in the Super Bowl too and in the playoffs. But Dilfer with the Ravens is a very good point.
Yeah, Dilfer with the Ravens. My wife's from Baltimore and all my family members on that side, the in-laws. And even with the other quarterback they had, they went to the Super Bowl. He was better than Dilfer, but I mean, he wasn't an all-time great quarterback. I don't think he's going to in the league, you know, going to be coming up this next year.
The one thing that the Lions have never done in the Super Bowl era, to my knowledge, and correct me if I'm wrong, nerds, you know, go to your nerdery and find the books and all that stuff and tell me if I'm wrong, but a top five defense and a top five running game in the same season.
I don't think that's ever happened.
Well, and a top 10 offense because we were spoiled with Stafford. We always had a top 10 offense. So I got to throw that in there, you know, but I'm just saying that we don't build through the trenches and that's why we suck. Izzy 777 says, this is where I disagree with you, Jim. The Rams didn't trade away Goff because he sucks. They traded him away because his skill set and ability wasn't enough to fully utilize McVay's offense, which means he sucks. That's why he was traded. Not because he isn't a good quarterback. Okay. Let's think about this real quick. They traded for our quarterback who everybody wanted out of town, right? They traded for Matthew Stafford. Great trade. They gave us two number one picks and a third round pick to get Matthew Stafford, who everybody here wanted out of town. Not everybody, but the majority of the Stafford haters wanted him out of town. That's fine. I mean, no big deal. But if you think about it, they gave up a lot of draft capital to get a quarterback that we didn't think was all that wonderful. And we get a quarterback that they didn't think was all that wonderful, obviously. For me, I don't see your point. I really don't. Because if he doesn't have the skill set and ability, that means he's not very good.
Maybe, I don't know, but I can understand if he's not a quarterback that fits the bill. I don't know if that sucks. Maybe he just doesn't fit the system. Every quarterback in the league doesn't fit every situation.
So the quarterback they drafted for the system doesn't fit the system.
Well, no, okay. he was the quarterback before McVay got there.
Oh, that's true.
He was a quarterback under Fisher. So
yep. So, okay. Well, I can see your point, Izzy, but I'm going to ask you a question. Izzy 777. Love you, by the way, bro. it's just football talk. But do you think honestly that Goff is the guy? Does anyone really think that he's the franchise guy moving forward? We don't need another quarterback. We'll be fine with him for another, 4, 5, 6 years. Is anybody thinking that right now? Because if they aren't, that kind of means he's just a bridge quarterback, and that means he's not the franchise guy, and he's not that good.
I'm a wait and see guy with Jared Goff.
Yep.
I'm a wait and see with a lot of stuff, but for him, yep. I'm like, let's see what we can build around him, because his best success in Los Angeles was having that good run game, play action. So if we can build that and, put those pieces around him, we'll see how successful he is in our system, and just not see if he was McVay's system made him better. So, but I understand both sides of the coin with you, Jim, and with you, Izzy. So good comment. We appreciate you, Iz,
for
the show.
Thank you.
All right. Julius Giles. Man, I like that name. It's only a one-year deal. Good move because we only have three under contract. Nice veteran. And he's referring to Tyrell Williams from yesterday's show. So the question of the day. So, Jim, it was directed towards you. So,
could be.
What are your thoughts?
It's only a 1-year deal, which is great because he's coming off an injury. Mm-hmm. We had not a similar situation, but because it's not the same thing, it's not the same injury. I don't mm-hmm. want to go there that way, but to compare when Flowers was coming in and he had an injury and he wasn't mm-hmm. himself till almost the end of the year.
Yeah.
Do we have a guy that's going to come in? 100%, or do we have a guy that's going to come in and need some time?
Yeah,
because that's the whole thing. If he needs time, mm-hmm. we only have him for a year. So I mean, that's even worse.
I think the really difference for me is that with the Flowers had a shoulder injury, but it wasn't surgically repaired. He was just kind of mm-hmm. rehabbing it to get it back where.
Oh, I thought he had surgery on that, didn't he?
Did he have surgery? I think it was maybe later.
But I could be wrong.
I think he did have surgery, but it was after the season because he played he played the entire season. Where the difference with Williams is that he was out because he had the surgery and he had the whole year to recover.
Well, I just hope he's good. I do. I want our team to win. I don't think we're going to win much next year, but you never know. They talk about they want to compete and they want to be good right out the gate. Hey, you know what? If they could be good right out the gate and just continue to build, I'll be ecstatic. I mean, I would be amazingly happy if they went 8-8 next year. That would make me just over the
moon. Ooh, break dancing in the aisles. Yeah.
I would be break dancing in the aisles. Okay. Yeah. We have a big announcement to make. And Kurt, this has been brewing for quite a while. We have a big story on the whole thing, but we're going to get to that Monday. We're going to tell the whole story on Monday. But OMG, it's Lions Talk. Big Mike Jones, he will be part of Lions on the Prowl now. Going forward, we will have a three-man team. That starts Monday, and that's why we had the three boxes there with the question mark. Mike Jones from OMG, it's Lions Talk, joining Detroit Lions on the Prowl, and will be a permanent member of Detroit Lions on the Prowl. We really appreciate him, and I can't wait. This is going to be so much fun. What do you think, Kurt?
Yeah, man. Big ups to my man, Mike Jones. We have a really great backstory on bringing him in, and you know we're going to talk about it on Monday. But like Mike Jones, he has an interesting take on the Lions and what the Lions need to do. So, big shout out to Mike. Welcome to the family, my man. You've always been part of the family. Welcome to the broadcast family of Detroit Lions and the Prowl.
Yeah, that starts Monday, folks. And so we're going to have a three-man team starting Monday to give you all the Lions news and rumors that you want and discussion on all that stuff and Monday through Friday show, just like we have now. Premiere is going to be at 11 o'clock, just like we had it. And we really appreciate all the comments you've been giving us and the love that you show us. And we do. We really appreciate that. We thank you for everything that you do for us. Man, it's been a great show. And what do you got for us, Kurt? We have our favorite segment of the day coming up, the dessert. Man, Kurt.
All right. Now, what I have coming up is that there is a rumbling going around the league. Now, this is coming from our friends over at Pride of Detroit. What's going on is that there may be changes to what? There may be changes to the overtime rules. Whoa. There are a couple of proposals that are out there that may change the league's overtime rule guidance. So one team looks like it may be one of them is saying one team may pick the spot of the ball to start overtime and the other team chooses whether to play offense or defense. If one team picks, for example, the offense's own 20-yard line, the opponent would choose whether to play offense or defense from their own 20 to play defense with the other team having their ball on its own 20. So basically, there's no coin flip. It'd be, you know, you pick it from the 20. There's no kind of kickoff to that overtime rule. And another one is this was coming from the Ravens. Overtime will be proposed in a sudden death fashion. So first team that scores either ending the game and up to 10 minutes of extra time. Now, that's kind of like the old school sudden death. You know, you had to do that.
Field goals. I don't think field goals count for that because that's so quick. You know, that's my point. Then you know, I would like to see this. I would like to see four downs, right? No field goals. You have to score a touchdown. And then see what I'm saying? Take the field goal thing right off the table. And then you have to score a touchdown and the first team to score a touchdown is sudden death. Now, because you can kick a field goal from like 60 yards or something, you know, Matt.
And win the game.
They win the game. Now, I don't think that's totally fair. You might never even see the ball.
Yeah, and one other one. There's another quick one that another proposal is that the teams will play a 7 minute and 30 second period without sudden death, but whoever leads at the end of the extra period would be a winner. So basically, you pay a 7.5 minutes, and whoever's winning, you know, touchdown or field goal, that's who wins at the end of that period.
You know, I like that because it's more like the real game.
Yeah.
You know, it's not sudden death type thing. Sudden death is interesting and fun and all that stuff. But if you want to talk about real football, give it 10 minutes extra and just give it another overtime period, you know?
Yeah, it's kind of like the NBA college.
Like the NBA.
Who's ever winning at the end of the overtime period wins the game.
Yep, so they win the game.
Those are some of the proposals that the competition committee will be looking at for the overtime periods coming up. So that's your dessert with Kurt. Hey, you know, just little information for you to take with you on your day.
That sounds good. Let's end the show right now. And I'm going to go to Kurt for all of the end stuff that we do every day. I appreciate you, Kurt, for doing that. So here we go. Go ahead, Kurt.
You know who we are. We are Detroit Lions on the Prowl. You're home for Detroit Lions news and rumors. And as always, subscribe to the channel. Join the family. We don't have fans. We don't have viewers. We got family, and it's all love right here on Detroit Lions on the Prowl. And as always, share the video, comment on the video, like the videos. All of this help us get this content to more Lions fans just like yourself. And check us out over on bellyupsports.com. You can see this show. You can get the audio version of this show right there on that platform. And you can listen to them on what? Some Skull Candy headphones. We have new deals down in the description. And a portion of those sales from that link goes to help us grow this show. And again, big shout out to my man, OMG, is Lions Talk, Big Mike, coming over on Monday. And go over and check out the Die Hard Damn podcast. We recorded a new episode last night. Me and Shani J chop it up. We talk about some free agents, and we talk about some draft picks. And Shani J gives his wildly different take on what the Lions should do in the upcoming draft. So, and as always, it's Friday. Enjoy your weekend, people. We're going to be back with some fresh content on Monday. But throughout the weekend and whatever you do in life, you know what you got to do. You got to bounce up, fall out, and be the best version of you that you can be. For my man, Jim, right here on Detroit Lions of the Prowl, this is Kurt Steele, and we will holler at you real soon.